KFYO, good morning, Tom and Laura. We are so, so fortunate to have in the studio Jason Williams. We understand that you were in the ER last night.
I was in the ER last night, and let me tell you what, for a comedian, the ER at midnight is the gift that keeps on giving.
Now, why were you in the ER?
Well, I forgot. You know, I grew up out here. I'm allergic to Lubbock in the fall. Mm-hmm. You know, I just broke out. But I've got my inhaler. I'm going to get my prednisone in just a little while. I've got enough drugs to kill Judy Garland. I am ready. I am going to take it on.
Good thing she's already on her.
Well, you know, that's a rumor. There's no truth to that. Get on Huffington Post. She's out there.
She's going to make a comeback.
She's going to make a comeback. Just about the time you think she's gone.
All right. Now, we're going to highlight the show here first right off the bat. Is There Life After Lubbock? It's going to be Friday, November 1. That would be 3 days from today.
That's right.
One show only.
We have to hit the road that night, and we've got a show down in Central Texas, and then we're going to Austin and Galveston after that.
It's at 8 p.m., Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. You know where that's at. Tickets on sale. Select a seat. If you like some information, you can call 770-2000. And before we get underway with all the nonsense of Jason Williams, you can be caller number one right now, 770-5790. We got your ticket.
There you go. That number in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No, it's Lubbock, Texas.
There you go.
That's Lubbock,
there you
Texas.
Go. Okay.
All right. Now, you have done several different shows, and we'll let Laura go ahead and dive in because she is a greater tuna connoisseur.
Oh, my word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, greater tuna, a tuna Christmas, red, white, and tuna duds Vegas. But you and Joe Sears have kept people in stitches.
It's been a great honor to make people laugh.
It's been fun to watch you guys.
Even when you have to dress up like your mama to do it.
I know. You guys play so many different characters, just the two of you.
Tell
us how that's done. I know there's magic that goes on behind the scenes to create all these characters.
You got three dressers backstage, and they are all, we have them checked out and make sure they're on the right medication.
Right.
So that they can take it. And, you know, it's not pretty. It's not pretty backstage, making us look lovely.
Those are some quick changes
and some serious undergarments.
I'll bet.
What kind of, you know, Pearl had to have hers made at the Army Corps of Engineers. That's it. Big old girl. But it was a gas to do it. As I was telling you earlier, I went to the doctor a couple of years ago because we don't do tuna anymore. And I went to the doctor and I have tendonitis from wearing high heels all those years.
Oh, dear.
Isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty? Here at my age, just ready to retire. You know, I'm not ready for a wheelchair. So I've switched to men's shoes. It was hard for a while.
Is it hard to give up high heels?
I had to have help. You know, I'd sneak out at night and pair of little scuzzies.
You could have compromised and got you a pair of flats.
Well, I did get some bunny slippers, you know.
Yeah, but heels make your legs look so
they
good.
They do. Yeah. They do. And it's hard to catch you, too.
A little hairy, but.
Well, there you go.
Hey, good morning, 743. Jason Williams in the house. We'll be back in just a minute. Collins and Mack, News Time, 743. Tom and Laura on Tuesday, Jason Williams in the house, and of course we have one show only, Friday, November 1st, this Friday, 8 p.m., Civic Center Theater. Is There Life After Lubbock? Now, with all of the rigmarole that you've been through, all of the various forms of tuna, capping with gasoline, and now Is There Life? I have a legitimate question.
Well, I don't like illegitimate ones. We were Methodist. There you go.
All right. I've been in the media business since 1980, as Laura has as well.
There you go.
And we've seen this occur on multiple occasions. What does a perfect Jason Williams groupie look like?
Oh, my God. Bless her heart. You know, they got that hair ratted up. We always say you can comb out the hair and find the Lindbergh baby. You know, that beautician over in Pampa. you know, can do it all with one rat tail comb.
That's
and then
right.
She bounces a quarter off of the top of it, and if she can catch it, it's ready. Go out, Glenda. You're ready for anything. That's it. Yeah. No, you know, the thing that's really actually a great question, because our fan base for that show and for this show that Joe Ely and I are doing is all over the map. It's all over the map. It's, you know, what's the old Lily Tomlin line? Kings and queens to the scum of the earth, you know, and everything in between. So, yeah, we're all over the place. It's amazing. One of our best fans was a philosopher and a philosophy teacher named Dr. Amy Freeman Lee in San Antonio. And this was the wisest human being. You know, I'd sit around her for 20 minutes and go, I've just got to go read something. I'm so far behind. And she loved tuna. And her favorite character was Dee Dee Snavely, who just, Dee Dee upsets a whole lot of people because she won't clean up her language. And, you know, she only wears plastic. And, you know, she takes a gun to church because it cuts down on, you know, making change in the collection plate. We're going to stop that. Touch that quarter. Touch that quarter.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Do you have a favorite character that you played?
You know, it depends on your mood.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on your mood. Something that happens here, with the new show with Joe Ely is you get to play a lot of characters that were real in your life. And, you know, so you come across a new one. I remember we talked about, I've got a whole piece in the show, and Joe does too. We got all this stuff about tornadoes because, you know, it's such a part of your life and it shapes what kind of human being you are.
Of course.
And my mother, God rest her soul, my mother, we didn't have a cellar or a basement at our house. So she accepted invitations from everyone in town who had a basement, that the next time there's a tornado will come to you. And we could never go to the same cellar twice, even if our lives were visibly in danger.
Right.
You know, and my father's going, would you get in the car? And she'd say, we got to go to Betty's. We got to go to Betty's. She'll be hurt if we don't show up. My dad would say, well, how do you think she'll react to a three-coffin funeral? Get in the car, please. I'm going to try to save the child. So... But it was, and she could, you know, he said, we can't go to Betty's. The wind's blowing that way. And my mother said, well, don't yell at me. It's not my fault which way the wind's blowing, you know. So
well,
it's, you know, it's fun to play all these people. Yeah.
So tell us about the storyline of Is There Life After Lubbock?
Well, we have all sorts of stuff going. What we do is we have written essays and little intros. Joe's written the one I call The Paradox of Lubbock.
And this is Joe Ely?
Joe Ely, yes. And Joe Ely is, you know, he's just...
He's a legend around here.
He is a legend. And being on stage with him, and you'll start telling a story, or he'll read some of his writing, and then that'll take me into something. And then we'll open it up to the audience and let them put their two cents in. And then he'll go, well, that reminds me of a song. Or I'll say, why don't you to do this? I know he's going to do his song called The Crazy Lemon. We have a whole section of the show where we just talk about the crazy people in Lubbock that we knew, the real good, good crazies. And the Crazy Lemon was this guy, and Joe wrote a song about him, and he's legendary. He is legendary. And Joe was telling me one time, he said, yeah, we were at Stubbs Barbecue at about 10 o'clock in the morning. We'd been up drinking beer all night, and it was too early to get any beer, and we were running out of money. And the Crazy Lemon was with us and said, and somebody dared him to go steal a six-pack off the beer truck. And he said, I'm not going to steal a six-pack. And they start calling him a chicken and all of that. He got mad. He stole the truck. He stole the entire beer truck, and he handed the beer out all over Lubbock. Don't dare a crazy.
Uh-uh.
Don't dare a crazy. They'll run for office. They'll run for office if you dare them. You dare them to do something stupid, they'll run to office.
Oftentimes they get elected.
You know, isn't that, it's just the American way.
It is. Hey, we're here with Jason.
Nobody else wants the job.
No.
We're here with Jason Williams. Is There Life After Lubbock? A little bit more coming up. We've also got some more tickets to give away. Good morning, 753. Good morning. It's 7:57. Collins and Mac. It's a laugh a minute with Jason Williams in the studio. I don't know if we could. I don't know if we could take another half hour of this.
Well,
my tear ducts would dry up.
I know. Wow. Well, the show is There Life After Lubbock, and it's this Friday.
Yep.
What time?
8 o'clock at the Civic Center Theater, and you can call Select the Seat 770-2000 if you would like tickets. Now, Laura, we have an Omos pair to give away this morning.
Okay.
So if you would like a pair of tickets, caller number one at 770-5790. Caller number one, 770-5790. We got your ticket. This is Life After Lubbock.
This is with Jason Williams, who is, many people know him from the Greater Tuna and all the other tuna plays with Joe Sears. So funny, funny, funny. And Joe Ely, a music legend in this area, is with you in this show.
It's a chance, too, to hear Joe in this amazing acoustic set. And to get into some of his ballads. And it's just sitting there listening just makes me crazy. It's so beautiful.
He
it's
is
so
amazing.
And you get the backstory around a lot of these songs. You know, he'll tell you, he has a wonderful story he tells about hitchhiking on and getting a ride with a dynamite truck with a guy who was having a religious experience.
Oh my.
And then he goes into his song, I Had My Hopes Up High.
Nice.
So it's, yeah, we have so much fun doing this. And it's just, the whole idea is it's just like you're sitting in our living room and listening to people go at it.
Sounds like fun.
It is.
Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Been a slice.
And look forward to the show Friday.
I look forward to seeing you all there. It's going to be fun.
Good.
Dress up, wear house shoes, be comfortable.
Hey, Jason, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Life is There Life After Lubbock, Friday night, 8 p.m. in the Civic Center Theater. Call 770-2000 to get your ticket.